moved by what happened and by the sorts of things that he had to do. And there's no better moment than when he was standing on the great breach there at Badajoz between the bastions of Santa Maria and Santissima Trinidad, so clearly moved that, as he tells us, he couldn't help crying. Tears rolled down his face, and he did everything he could. He bit his lip in order to stop, but simply couldn't. So despite all his control mechanisms, the sheer physical awfulness of that place got even to this Iron Man.
I mean, I think the ultimate responsibility, of course, lies with Napoleon and his insistence on not allowing his subordinates to surrender. Badajoz had been compromised. The breaches had been knocked in the walls. There was no chance of getting relief. Napoleon should have allowed his subordinates the latitude to surrender under those circumstances and save the lives of thousands of men and, of course, thousands of civilians as well. He didn't do that, and so their blood ultimately is on Napoleon's hands.
Next day, I and Charlie Beckwith, a brother brigade major, went over the scene. It was appalling. Heaps on heaps of slain. In one spot lay 9 officers. Whilst we were there, Colonel Allen of the Guards came up and beckoned me to him. I saw that in place of congratulating me, he looked very dull. "What's the matter?" I said. "Do you not know my brother in the Rifles was killed last night?" "God help him, and you." "No, for I, and we all, loved him." In a flood of tears, he looked round and pointed to a body. "There he lies." He had a pair of scissors with him. "Go and cut off a lock of his hair for my mother. I came for the purpose, but I am not equal to doing it."
Well, we're now a year on from Badajoz. It's now the summer of 1813. And Wellington has managed to push the French right up into the northeast corner of Spain. He's now within reach of completing his campaign successfully.
The whole army has crossed the Ebro, and we are in march towards Vitoria and the high road to France, of which I hope that we shall be in possession in a day or two.
We're standing now on a hill above the village of Villodas, and this is the place that Wellington stood when he was actually coordinating his troops during the battle that became known as Vitoria. In front of us, glistening away in the sunlight, we can just see it between trees, is the river Zadorra, which the French were hoping would protect them. And beyond that, on the slopes of this central hilly feature, just in front of the town of Vitoria, the French were drawn up in 3 huge lines of men with something like 75 pieces of artillery.
What we know is that the French believed that the attack, the British attack, would come from the southwest, from roughly where we're standing here. There's a great mountain range on the right here, and they reckoned that Wellington would send his troops over there to take them from the southwest, as it were. That is indeed what Wellington was going to do, to attack from the southwest onto that range of hills, but he also had a major plan, a coordinated plan, to attack from several points at the same time. So not only would he attack from the direction they thought he'd come from, he'd also go at them from the north and the northeast, way over north of Vitoria, the town of Vitoria itself.
Vitoria is a battle unlike anything that we've seen in the peninsula before. It is a battle where, over a great chunk of ground and with enormous difficulty, because lots of columns were going to be out of Wellington's sight, we do see this really quite sophisticated plan unrolling across a multinational army pretty well the way its commander wanted it to.
The operations of the day have commenced by Lieutenant General Sir Rowland Hill obtaining possession of the heights of La Puebla, on which the enemy's left rests, which heights they have not occupied in great strength. The enemy, however, has soon discovered the importance of these heights, and is reinforcing their troops there to such an extent that Lieutenant General Sir Rowland Hill is obliged to detach the 71st Regiment of the Light Infantry Battalion to the same point. And by this, the Allies will not only gain but maintain possession of these important heights throughout their operations, notwithstanding all the efforts of the enemy to retake them.
Well, the big attack on the heights, way over to our right, went on successfully and threatened the French from that side.
We've actually just come down to the banks of the River Zadora, hence the noise of these wonderful frogs there and the bulrushes on the side.